Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for this moment. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your presence. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your deliverance. Thank you, Jehovah, for your time. Thank you, Jehovah, for your time. Your time, your presence. Thank you, Jehovah, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. 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 Yes.
Your name is holy, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
For your name is holy.
The name of the Lord is holy. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is holy. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is holy. Yes, my brother, my sister, we present midnight prayers. Remember, we present midnight prayers every Friday in English. Today, it is midnight prayers in English. We present midnight prayers in French every Monday and every Wednesday. Today, we present midnight prayers in English by the grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, my brother, my sister, be connected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is the time for prayer. This is the time for deliverance. This is the time for healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, where you are, my brother, my sister, begin to say, thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah, for your presence. Thank you, Jehovah, for your presence. Your presence over my life. Your presence over my life. Your presence over my life. Your presence over my marriage, your presence over my career, my business. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yes, T-man, T-man, thank the Lord. T-man, thank the Lord. I would like to know, when I see T-man, T-man is a sister, Renee, please do confirm it, please, here. I can see T-man in the studio. T-man, is it sister Renee? Please confirm it. Yes, confirm it. May you please write down or say hello. Say hello. Oh, T-man is brother Temba. T-man is brother Temba. Oh, we thank God. We thank God. Yes, our God is good. Yes, brother Temba, welcome in the house of God. Yes, welcome to the house of God. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Yes, our God is good. While you are busy waiting for our brother and sister to join the service, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the time for prayer. This is the time for deliverance. It is deliverance time, midnight prayers from South Africa. We do midnight prayers every Friday. Yes, from South Africa, South Africa time. Midnight prayers only in English. Only in English. We do midnight prayers in French every Monday and every Wednesday. Yes, my brother, my sister, where you are, I would like you to understand that this service is live broadcasted directly right now on Facebook, on YouTube, And on Twitter, I believe that our brother and sister gonna join us, and very soon, as we are preparing. People of God, I would like to inform you that in this platform, we have our brother Timan, and we are waiting for our sister from Canada, Sister Renee from Canada. And then, yes, Sister Renee, we are waiting for her. If she's available, it's fine. If not, it will be for another time. Here we are with Brother Timan. Please, Brother Timan, put your headset, because I'm gonna ask you some question. Then I have to hear when you are speaking, and the people of God connected here, they need also to hear when you are speaking. Yes, be connected, my brother, my sister. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Hallelujah. Begin to worship the Lord. Begin to worship the Lord. Be connected, because you need to be ready. You need to be ready. Yeah, be ready yourself. Yes, you need to worship the Lord. Begin to worship the Lord. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, oh Lord, here I am before your presence, and I believe that you deliver me today. I believe that you heal me today. I believe that you save me today. I believe that you protect me today. Pray like that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. I believe, oh Lord, you deliver me today. I believe, oh Lord, you clean me today. I believe, oh Lord, you save me today. I believe, oh Lord, you protect me today. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, my brother, my sister, pray. You need to prepare yourself. Be hot by the Spirit of God. Be hot by the Spirit of God. This is the time for prayer, because we are going to pray. We are going to pray against our enemies. Yes, based on the dreams of our brothers and sisters. Each dream gonna give us interpretation by the grace of God, and we are going to offer deliverance prayers for the deliverance of our body, spirit, and soul. Remember, the month of September, it is the month of dream interpretation. That is what we have been doing. Yes, since the beginning of the month of September. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Hallelujah. Where you are, raise up your voice. Yes, Kwa Lucas, welcome. You are in a house of prayer. Where you are, raise up your voice, my brother, my sister. Begin to pray like this. My Father. You said, where 2, 3, they gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost is among them. Holy Ghost, show yourself alive. Show yourself alive in my life, in my marriage, in my career, in my ministry. Pray like that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Show yourself alive, O Lord. Show yourself alive. Show yourself alive through the power of your spirit. Through the power of your spirit. Show yourself alive through the power of your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Pray. The Bible is telling us that where 2, 3, they gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost is among them. We believe in the Word of God. Yes, we believe. Kwa Lucas, you believe in the Word of God. Our God, He is faithful. The word of God will never change. The Holy Ghost is there where you are. Remember, the Holy Ghost is like the wind. Like the wind is like the oxygen. The oxygen that you are breathing. The Holy Ghost, it is like the oxygen you are breathing. It is like the wind that you can feel from left to the right side. You don't see it, but you feel only the power of the wind. You feel only the movement of the wind. You feel the movement of the oxygen. The Holy Ghost, you don't see it, but you see the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost. You see the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost. Invite the Holy Ghost in your business. Begin to invite the Holy Ghost in your life. Yes, T-man, invite the Holy Ghost. Invite the Holy Ghost in your career. Invite the Holy Ghost in your business. Invite the Holy Ghost in your career, in your marriage. Invite the Holy Ghost. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, where you are, begin to intercede for the service of today. Let the connection be okay. Let the connection be okay. No interruption technically. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to intercede. Intercede. Intercede for the service of today. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, my Father, I want this service
Father,
to be covered, to be covered by your presence. I want this service to be covered by your anointing. I want this service to be covered by your power, Holy Ghost power. I want this service to be covered by your anointing. Pray. I want this service, O Lord, to be covered by your presence. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, pray. I want, O Lord, this service to be covered by the power of your light, by the power of your light, by the power of your light, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Yes. 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 Intercede, intercede, intercede. Intercede, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ, intercede, 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 in Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, the Bible is telling us that you and I, we have been given power and authority to trample. To trample serpent, scorpion. That is the power that you and I, we have received from the Lord. And remember that Jesus Christ of Nazareth loves you. He loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister. Our God is good. And all the time, our God is good. He will never change. Hallelujah. He will never change. Remember, Jesus Christ of Nazareth will never change. Now, where you are, raise up your voice and pray again like this. My Father, anoint my tongue, my lips, my mouth, by the power of your Spirit. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, anoint my tongue, anoint my lips, anoint my mouth, by the power of your Spirit. Pray. As you pray, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He is anointing your tongue, your lips, your mouth. He is anointing your tongue, your lips, your mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, anoint my tongue, anoint my lips, anoint my mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint my tongue, anoint my lips, anoint my mouth. Pray like that. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is anointing the tongue, the tongue, the tongue of my brother, the tongue of my sister, the tongue of my sister, the tongue of my brother. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is anointing the tongue of my brother, the tongue of my sister, the tongue of my sister, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. as you pray right now, along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon, let your tongue be anointed. Let your tongue be anointed. Let your tongue be anointed. Every word that will come through your mouth will be anointed, will be powerful, will be anointed. Yes, the word of a blessing, the word of a blessing, the word of a blessing, the word of a deliverance, the word of a deliverance, the word of a protection, the word of a breakthrough. Every word that will come through your mouth is anointed. I declare it. Every word that will come through your mouth is anointed. I declare it. As you are praying along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon, every word that will come through your mouth is anointed, is anointed, is anointed, is anointed. Your word is anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Your mouth is anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Be connected, my brother, be connected. This is 1 hour prayer. Be connected. And we are going to pray for our brothers and sisters. We're going to also pray for our brother Timan. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you as you are connected, my brother, my sister. Raise up your voice and pray. Holy Ghost, touch me by your powerful hand. Pray like that. Pray. Holy Ghost, touch me today. Touch me today by your powerful hand. Holy Ghost, touch me by your powerful hand. The mighty hand of God. The mighty hand of God. Holy Ghost, touch me. Touch me, Holy Ghost, by your powerful hand. Touch me, Holy Ghost, by your powerful hand. Pray like that. Holy Ghost, touch me by your powerful hand. 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 Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Yes. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is touching someone. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is touching someone. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is touching someone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us take our Bible, people of God. We are following our program. Very soon we're going to read the prayer, the dreams of our brothers and sisters. Remember, each dream we give prayers, interpretation and prayers. Be connected. Be connected. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We're going to read the word of God. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Please take your Bible, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. Please open the Bible where you are. I'm going to read the word of God right now. Let me send Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. Let me send it in the studio. To help someone who does not have the word of God, the Bible. Yes, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. Yes, be connected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, I got it here. Let me send it to someone here in the studio. Please check the voice message. Yes. Please check the voice message. I have sent it, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. Yes.
Worship you.
No international.
Yes, Lord. Worship you.
No.
Your name is holy. Your name is holy. Your name is holy. Your name is holy. Ah. For your name, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is holy. Yes, it's by the power of the name of Jesus Christ, you and I, we are delivered. You and I, we are healed. You and I, we are saved. Only the name of Jesus Christ. Yes.
I begin to read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. I read in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Let me say it again. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Let us pray. Let us bow our head and pray. My Father, marvelous and precious Father, the God in the daytime, the God in the night time, the God that controls every time. You are the master of time and circumstances. We worship you, Jehovah, King of glory, for what you have been doing in our lives. You have protected my brother, my sister. You have protected me. You have been protecting us. It's by your grace that we are living. Jehovah, King of glory, today once again, you have given us this privilege to be connected with my brothers and sisters and to do this prayer, midnight prayers. Remember, my Father, many people, they are sleeping right now, but someone has decided not to sleep, just to pray along with your servant, Pastor Daniel Waxon. Honor the prayer of everyone. Even those who did not have time to pray right now, to be connected right now, during this live service, connected on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Podbean. They will follow this service after the publication, O Lord. Bless them as they pray along with your servant, faithfully, and with the belief that you are there, closer to them. Lord Jesus Christ, hear the prayer. Bless them. Deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Say amen, my brother. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May you amen. Clap your hand for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Clap your hand for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are about to read the dreams of our brothers and sisters, and each dream, we pray that the Holy Ghost will inspire prayers for deliverance. Then we're going to pray for brothers and sisters. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24, the Bible is saying that God has given us the grace to sleep in peace. When we sleep in the night, our body sleeps. But God does not want our spirit to sleep. The problem between you and I is that when we sleep, our spirit sleeps. That is wrong. That is wrong. Our spirit, people of God, must not sleep when we sleep in the night. Our body must sleep because it must rest. The body must rest to do the regeneration of cells. But your spirit must not sleep. What will you do for your spirit not to sleep when you sleep? It's just to be connected with God every time. Be connected with God every time. I can see here, welcome Barbara. Hey, be connected with God every time. Desire the word of God. You need to desire the word of God. Desire the Spirit of God every time. Read the Word of God. Meditate every time. Pray. Ask forgiveness. Each time when you see that you have committed sin, humble yourself. Ask forgiveness unto the Lord. Then as soon as you do that, the Lord Jesus Christ will make you holy. Holy. And when you sleep in the night, your body will rest. But your spirit will connect, will be connected to the Holy Ghost. You and I, we dream when we sleep, just because when we sleep, our body is now like dead, is now sleeping. In such a way, our spirit is now free to connect with the spiritual world. Why we don't dream in the day? Because our body suffocates. Our body suffocates the spiritual body. That is what God does not want. God wants you and I to kill the desire of the flesh. God wants you and I to kill the desire of the flesh. When you kill the desire of the flesh, you're going to give life to the desire of the spirit. You give life to the desire of the spirit. You will begin to dream during the day, meaning that you will have visions. But you and I, for you and I to dream, we have to sleep. Why? God has done so because he loves us. He knows that we are so stubborn, but he still loves us. That is why he has given us the ability to dream. The ability to dream comes from God, not from the devil. The dream may be evil. The dream may be bad. It may be a nightmare. But that gift, that ability that allows you to dream does not come from the devil. It comes from God. The desire of God, my brother, my sister, it is for you to dream and to see what's happening around you, to see what's happening around you, to see even the plan of your enemies and to see the plan of your Father, God, the Creator, upon your life. You are the prophet of your life. Know it well. You are the prophet of your life. Your first prophet in your life is Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The second prophet of your life, it is yourself. The third prophet in your life is the man of God who is speaking to you. That is why I can prophesy to you so simple, in a simple way. If I ask you, what are your dreams? What type of dreams you used to have? I am telling the truth. I will give you prophecies. Prophecies for your life. So easy. Why? Because the second prophet of your life is yourself. God is speaking to you every time through dreams. Now, today, we are going to read right now the dreams of our brothers and sisters. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. When you sleep, God wants you to connect with him. God wants you to connect with the spiritual world and to understand the mystery of the creation of the world, to understand the revelation of Jesus Christ. Your body must not suffocate your spirit. That is why God has given night for your body to rest and for your spirit now to communicate with the spiritual world. Hallelujah. During the day, your body is influencing negatively your spirit. The desire of the spirit, they are frustrated because of the desire of the flesh. Raise up your voice and pray like this. My Father, by the power of your word, suffocate the desire of the flesh in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father, by the power of your word, suffocate the desire of my flesh. Suffocate the desire of my flesh by the power of your spirit. Pray like that.
By the power of spirit.
Pray. My Father, suffocate the desire of my flesh by the power of the desire of the spirit. Pray. Pray, my brother. Be serious. Me, I'm serious. I'm not joking here. I know what I mean here by the Spirit of God. Oh, God, suffocate, please suffocate the desire of the flesh. According to Galatians chapter 5 from 22, the desire of the flesh, suffocate the desire of the flesh by the Spirit of the living God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, suffocate the desire of the flesh by the fruit of the Spirit of God. Repeat these prayers. We have already started. Midnight prayers, only prayers. Suffocate, O Lord, the desire of the flesh by the desire of the Spirit. As you pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may the desire of the Spirit influence the desire of the flesh. May the desire of the spirit kill the desire of the flesh in your life. May you dominate the desire of the flesh by the power of the Spirit of God. May you dominate the desire of the flesh, the fleshly desire, by the power of the fruit of God. Receive more peace. Receive more peace. Receive more love. Receive more love. Receive more patience. Receive more patience. Receive more love. Receive more more tolerance. Receive more patience. More patience. More patience. Obedience to the word of God. Obedience to the word of God. Love, 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 tolerance, tolerance, pertinence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, receive the fruit of the Spirit of God. Receive the fruit of the Spirit of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, say amen. My brother, my sister, now pray like this. Oh God, let the dream of my brother and sister be an education for me. Let the dream of my sister, my brother, be a warning to me. Let the dream, pray like that. Let the dream of my sister, the dream of my brother, be an education for me. Be an education for me. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray. I can see someone praying in the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. Oh God, let the dream of my sister, the dream that I'm going to hear here right now, let the dream of my brother, the dream of my sister, be an education for me. Be an education for me. Be an education for me. In the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth, pray. Yes. Yes. Sister Janice Campbell, welcome. Pray like that. Let the dream of my brother, the dream of my sister, be an education for me. Be an education for me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Yes. Let the dream of my brother, the dream of my sister, be an education for me. Be an education for me. Be an education for me. The word of knowledge, the word of knowledge, the word of knowledge, the word of knowledge. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Yes, as you pray, the dream of your brother and sister that you are going to listen right now, yes, will be a warning to you, a moral lesson to you, an education to you, the word of wisdom to you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, my brother, my sister, I have sent the list of the dreams of today. Please check the message that I have sent. Yes. Yes. The list of the dreams of today. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Try to read those dreams. Read them already. While we present this advertisement, then you're going to read the dreams, interpret the dreams, and pray accordingly. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. Be connected. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.
Yes, my brother, my sister, we are back again here. Yes, we are now going to read the dreams of our brothers and sisters. Be connected, my brother, my sister. Our God is good. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is good. He loves us. He loves us. Yes, He loves us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Let us read now dream number one. Dream number one. Hallelujah. Let me just open the dream. You have it there. Thank you, Lord. The dream number one is a sister. A sister, yes, a sister sleeps with a strange man in the dream. Let me put my headset, because it's time for prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. The dream number one, my brother, he is a sister that dreams and sleeps with a strange man in the dream. The sister dreams and sleeps with a strange man in the dream. I know that many people, they have this kind of dreams. Not only a sister, but a brother can also, in the dream, sleep with a stranger woman in the dream. So here we understand, the people of God, that there is a sister who said, "The pastor, I used to sleep with a stranger man in the dream. And when I sleep with a strange man in the dream, I enjoy it. I enjoy it more than when my official husband sleep with me. This is bad. You see, when this type of dream comes, the interpretation is this. The sister, he's under the attack of a spiritual husband. The strange man is coming. While the strange man is coming, the strange man is coming because the woman, her spiritual level is so low that the spiritual husband is feeling free. Understand me very well. The spiritual husband is feeling free to come with that strange face and to come and sleep with the sister. If today the sister increases the level of her prayer time, the strange man who comes in the dream will no longer come using the strange face. What you wanna do is to use the face of the man that the sister knows well. That is another level. Please understand this very well. The sister has a serious problem of spiritual husband attack. And the spiritual husband, when he comes, he brings sorrow, disappointment, failures, divorce, barrenness, quarrels, spirit of anger, spirit of pride, disappointment in business. The same apply with the spiritual wife, spiritual husband. They bring the same consequences, my brother, my sister. And this spirit, it is a familiar spirit. It's a familiar spirit. It comes from the grandparent through our parent, and it comes to us. And if we don't kick it out, that spirit again will come from you, from me, and to our children. This is what's happening. The Bible is saying that our ancestors, when they sinned, the consequence of the sin continue up to fourth generation. That is what's happening. There was an evil covenant that our ancestor, the son, okay, against the will, because they did not know Jesus Christ. And that covenant is that covenant that the devil is using, yes, is using that covenant to frustrate our life. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister. Raise up your voice and pray. By the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Be connected. By the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost. I begin to send fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. And to burn the body of the spiritual husband, the body of the spiritual wife, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin to burn. Burn the spiritual husband. Burn the body of the spiritual wife. Burn the body of the spiritual husband. Burn, begin to burn by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Be serious, team man, be serious. The spiritual husband, spiritual wife comes and brings bad luck. Bad luck, disappointment in business, in career, trouble, divorce, no peace in a marriage, no stability. He brings a setback, stagnation. Spiritual husband, spiritual wife is an evil spirit. Begin to burn that spirit. Burn that spirit by the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn that spirit. Burn that spirit. Burn that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Burn. I can see someone burning, sending fire. Send fire to his private part. Send the fire to his private part. Send the fire to his private part. I am sending fire to the private part of the spiritual wife. I am sending fire, Holy Ghost fire, to the private part of the spiritual husband. I am sending fire. I am sending fire right now. I am sending fire. I am sending fire. Send the 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 fire. To his body, to his body, to his body, to his sperm, to his sperm, to his sperm. Send the fire. The spiritual husband, spiritual wife, even though it's coming through your mother, through your father, through your uncle, through your sister, through your brother, through your uncle, through your grandfather, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, send the fire. Sister Lydia, send the fire in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Send the fire to the spiritual husband. Send the fire to the spiritual husband. That foolish spirit brings bad luck, disappointment, divorce, setback, setback, divorce, sickness and disease, death. Send the fire. Send the fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray again like this. By the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost, I command to the spiritual husband, to the spiritual wife, to collect every item he might have introduced in my body. Command him to collect back every item he might have introduced in your body. You spiritual husband, I command you right now. Any item you put in the body of my sister, any item you put in the body of my brother, I command you right now by the power of the word of God. Lose your power, lose your grip, lose your grip, lose your grip, and collect your ring, 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 marital robe, marital robe, marital dress, marital dress, collect, 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 collect. Command to the spiritual husband, to the spiritual wife, to collect his item. Collect your sickness. Collect your infection. Collect your setback. Collect your disease. Collect your sperm. Collect your sperm. You spiritual husband, you spiritual husband, I command you right now. Today it is your day to die. Today it is your day to die. Today it is your day to die. Today it is your day to leave my body. Leave my body. Leave my career. Leave my marriage. Pray. I command you, spiritual husband, you spiritual wife, collect your ring, collect your ring, collect your item, your cloth, your cloth, your cloth. Begin to collect, begin to collect. Fire! In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I command you, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I command you, lose your power, lose your grip, burn by fire, spiritual husband, spiritual husband, spiritual wife, in my family, in the family of my wife, in the family of my husband, burn by fire, burn by fire, burn by fire, burn by fire, yes, yes. Yes, yes, I command you, lose your grip, lose your power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, release my marriage, release the marriage of my sister, the marriage of my brother, release the marriage, release the career. You spiritual husband, spiritual wife, release the career of my brother, release the job of my brother, release the marriage of my sister, release the children, release a peace, release a peace, release a peace, release a business, release a business, release a career, release a health, release a health, release a health, release a health, release a health. Sister Lydia, pray in the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Command to the spiritual husband to release your business, to release your career, your health, your marriage, the marriage of your mother, the marriage of your sister, your career, your business. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. This is dream number one. Pray again like this. Oh, fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to burn every item of my enemies. Burn it to ashes. Burn it to ashes. Burn it to ashes. Burn it to ashes. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pray again. Pray again like this. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the light of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the light of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the light of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the light of the Holy Ghost, I command to every satanic mirror, every satanic mirror, the spiritual husband, the spiritual wife, he is busy using to monitor my business, to monitor my career. Every time when I want to get a job, there is a failure. Every time when I want to receive a promotion, there is a failure. I burn the satanic mirror. I begin to burn satanic mirror, satanic mirror, satanic mirror. Be burned, be burned, be burned, be burned, be burned, be burned, be burned. Satanic mirror, satanic mirror. Burn the 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 satanic mirror. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Burn the satanic mirror. Burn the satanic mirror. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Begin to burn. Begin to burn. Begin to burn. Begin to burn the satanic mirror. The satanic mirror. The satanic mirror. The satanic mirror. Burn into ashes. Burn into ashes. Burn into ashes. Burn into ashes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, I can see someone being delivered. I can see someone being delivered. I can see someone being delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. My brother, my sister, applaud for the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud for the Holy Ghost. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Let us go to dream number two. To dream number two. A sister sleeps with her husband in the dream. The first dream, it was a sister that sleeps with a strange man. A strange man a man that she does not know, and the man comes and sleeps with the sister. And when that man comes, we said it is a spiritual husband. He brings bad luck. Now here is a sister that sleeps in the dream with her husband. My brother, my sister, you and I, we know this very well. That when the devil, he knows that you know the truth, that is the spiritual husband that is coming to frustrate your life. When he knows that you know that the strange face, he does not have any right to come and to disturb you in the dream, to sleep with you. He knows the secret that you know it. What he does, you're gonna now use the face of your husband. He can now even use the face of your wife and to come and to sleep with you. The spiritual wife can use the face of your wife to come and sleep with you. The spiritual husband can use the face of your husband that you love to come and sleep with you. It is a deception, my brother. It is a deception of the pit of hell. The spiritual husband is an evil spirit. The same applies to the spiritual wife. He does so. That sister dreams, he said, Pastor, I used to see my own husband coming and to sleep with me. I used to see my own fiancé coming and to sleep with me. My sister, my brother, and they said this very well, that is the spiritual husband that is coming to use the face of the person that you love in order to come and to spoil your life. Now pray like this. That power of the light of the Holy Ghost. That power of the light of the Holy Ghost. Expose the spiritual husband, the spiritual wife, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray like that. 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 That power of the light of the Holy Ghost. That power of the light of the Holy Ghost. Expose the spiritual husband, the spiritual wife. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Sister Lydia, pray. That power of the light of the Holy Ghost. That power of the light of the Holy Ghost. Expose the face of the spiritual husband, the face of the spiritual wife, in the dream, in the night, in the day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. 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 The fire of the Holy Ghost, the light of the Holy Ghost, the light of the Holy Ghost, the light of the Holy Ghost is exposing strange face coming in the night, coming in the dream, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray again like this. Oh Lord, open my spiritual eyes to see my enemies. Open my spiritual eyes to see my enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. 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 Oh God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, open my spiritual eyes to see my enemies, to see my enemies when they are coming, to see them crying, to see them dying, to see them crying, to see them dying, to see them dying, to see them crying, to see them crying.
Oh God, open my spiritual eyes. I want to see. I want to see. I want to see. I do not want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. Oh God, open my spiritual eyes. Open my spiritual eyes. Open my spiritual eyes. Open my spiritual eyes. I want to see. I want to see. I want to see my enemies. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. Even though they come in the day, they come in the night, in the dream, I want to see them. Open my spiritual eyes. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. Oh God, open my spiritual eyes. I want to see my enemies. I want to see them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. Sister Shirin, pray. I don't want to be deceived. I don't want to be deceived. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is opening the eyes of someone who is praying faithfully right now. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is opening the spiritual eyes of someone who is praying faithfully right now. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open in the day, in the dream, in the night, in the day, in the dream, in the night, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister Lydia from Ghana, Sister Lydia from Ghana, please call, call. I want you to be here in the co-host area. Sister Lydia from Ghana, please, I want you to call. Call in, call in, call in. I can see here Sister Shirin. I can see T-Man, Sister Brother Temba. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ will touch your body, your spirit and soul. Sister Lydia from Ghana, please call in, call in. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, yes. Rex D, Rex D, Z-D-T-H, Rex D. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where you are, say, thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ, because you opened my eyes. I can see. I will see. I can see. I will see. I will continue to see. I will continue to see. I will continue to see. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. My brother, my sister, we continue dream number 3. And they send this very well. Your enemy, the spiritual husband or the spiritual wife, will no longer use the face of your fiancé, the face of your husband, the face of your wife. He will no longer use the face of your husband, the face of your wife, because you have prayed. Because you have prayed. Yes. Because the spiritual husband, the spiritual wife, each time when I do deliverance of those foolish spirit, you want to see when the devil is busy manifesting. You will see that he's an old man. He's an old man. He's ugly. He's ugly. He's an old woman. Ancient man. When you see them in that face, you want to refuse. But what they do, they come with a beautiful face. They can even take the face of the person that you love. They can take the face of your husband. They can take the face of your wife. But today, as you are praying along with the Pastor Daniel Waxon, the light of the Holy Ghost is shining over you. The light of the Holy Ghost is shining over you. The light of the Holy Ghost is exposing the face of your enemies. They will not hide anymore. They will not hide. They will not hide anymore. They will not hide anymore. They will not hide anymore. I declare this voice. I declare this voice. I declare this voice against your enemies. Against your enemies. Against your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are going now to read here
the dream number three. The dream number three. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be connected. Yes. Merci, Seigneur. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ. Jesus, Lord, Jesus, the God of salvation, Jesus, the God of deliverance, Jesus. Let us read now the dream number three. We are about to finish, my brother. We're going to pray for brothers and sisters. Yes, dream number three. Be connected, my brother, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The dream number three is a sister. A sister who dreams breastfeeding in the dream. In the dream, the sister has children, and she is busy breastfeeding in the dream. May the Lord Jesus Christ have mercy on us. The Bible is saying that the children of God, they perish for lack of knowledge. How can you breastfeed the children in the dream? How can you breastfeed the children in the dream? It is bad luck. It is the spirit of disappointment. It is the spirit of barrenness. Breastfeeding in the dream, it is evil. It is a spirit of barrenness. It is the spirit of disappointment. It is the spirit of ancestral spirit. It is the spirit of evil marriage in the spirit. Evil marriages is the spirit of evil marriages. A person is married but is busy breastfeeding children in the night, in the dream. Meaning that that sister is married. She is married to the evil spirit, to the ancestral spirit, to the ancestral man, to the evil man. My brother, my sister, raise up your voice and pray like this. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I begin to kick out every spiritual children, I kick them out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spiritual evil children, kick them out. I refuse to breastfeed in the dream. Pray, I refuse to breastfeed in the dream. I refuse to breastfeed. I refuse to breastfeed children in the dream. Spiritual children, spiritual husband, spiritual wife, spiritual children, spiritual husband, I refuse in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Pray again like this. Oh God, protect my breast. Breast milk is for my children. Breast milk is for my children. Oh God, protect my breast. Breast milk is for my children. Breast milk is for my future children. For my marriage, protect my breast. breast milk is for my children. Breast milk is for my children. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray. I can see someone praying. Pray again like this. Oh Lord, by the power of the blood of Calvary, sanctify my milk, sanctify the breast milk, sanctify the breast milk, sanctify the breast milk. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Oh Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, sanctify my breast milk, sanctify my breast milk in the name of Jesus Christ. I begin to sanctify my body. Pray. I begin to sanctify my body. I begin to sanctify my spirit. I sanctify my soul. I sanctify my soul. I sanctify my soul. We are about to finish in the next 10 minutes. I sanctify my soul. I sanctify my body. I sanctify my spirit. I sanctify my spirit, my soul, my body, my organs, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, The dream number four is a brother having marriage, being married to his wife in the dream. Yeah, there is a mistake here, writing mistake. I'm sorry for that. Dream number four, he is a brother being married to his wife in the dream. A brother being married to his wife in the dream. It's the same applied to a sister being married to his husband in the dream. Someone is already married. Why a second marriage? You are already married. Why the second marriage? Why are you dreaming wearing what garment, what dress, and to go and to kiss your husband in the dream? My brother, my sister, pay attention. This dream is tricky, very tricky. That is the marriage of the night. It is the spiritual marriage with the spiritual husband and the spiritual wife. You need to pay attention, my brother, my sister. Pray like this. By the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost. I begin to burn every satanic marriage in the dream, in the night. I begin to burn, my brother, my sister, every satanic marriage. Team man, begin to burn the satanic marriage. Burn it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. I burn every satanic marriage, against my marriage, against my career, against my life, against my business. Holy Ghost of fire. I burn every satanic wedding. I begin to burn. Burn it. it. Burn that marriage. 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 Satanic marriage. Satanic marriage. Satanic wedding. Satanic wedding. Satanic wedding. Satanic wedding. In my family. 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 In the family of my husband. In the family of my wife. I burn it. I burn it. Satanic wedding. Satanic wedding. Satanic wedding. Satanic wedding. Satanic wedding. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray again like this. Oh God, by the power of your word, cancel every evil wedding. Cancel every evil wedding. Now I have understood. I have understood the truth. I have understood the truth. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free, Lord. Set me free. Set me free. Cancel every wedding. Cancel every satanic wedding. Cancel it, Lord. Cancel it, Lord. Cancel it in the life of my sister. In the life of my sister. Cancel the evil wedding. Cancel the evil wedding. Satanic wedding. Satanic wedding. Evil wedding. Satanic ring. Satanic ring. Evil ring. Evil ring. Oh, evil ring. Evil ring. Evil ring. Evil ring. Cancel it. Cancel. Cancel. Pray like this. I cancel by the power of this word. I cancel every evil marriage certificate. Begin to burn. Begin to burn every evil marriage certificate. Burn it. Tear it down. Tear it down, Sister Shirina. Tear it down. Burn evil marriage certificate. Tear it down. Tear it down. Eric Fof, Eric Fof, tear it down. Begin to burn every satanic evil marriage, every satanic wedding, every satanic marriage certificate, every satanic marriage certificate, every satanic marriage certificate against my marriage, against my life, against my business, against my career, against my husband, against my wife. I burn it. I tear it down. I burn it. I tear it down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, applaud for the Lord. We're going to take this last dream and finish. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. The dream number 5, the last dream, is a brother receiving money from his late father. A brother receiving money from his late father. Is the same apply? Welcome, Prophetess Denise. In the dream, you dream your late father giving you money. You dream your late father giving you money. What is that? You dream your late mother giving you money. You dream your late uncle giving you money. What is that? What is that? This is evil. It is not a good dream. But God has given you the ability to see that kind of dream in order to cancel the spirit of poverty, the spirit of setback, the spirit of bad luck, the spirit of poverty. The spirit of, I call it, proper word, yes, hardship. Your late father is giving you money in the dream. It is a hardship. It is a poverty setback. Your late mother is giving you money in the dream. It is a hardship, setback, disappointment, poverty. Your late uncle is giving you money in the dream. It is a setback, hardship, poverty, disappointment, sorrow. That's it is. It's a calamity. It's an evil spirit. The Bible is saying
There is no connection between the living and the dead. Raise up your voice and pray like this. My Father, I am a living spirit. I'm a living spirit by your grace. I am a living spirit by your grace. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible is saying man is a spirit. The Bible is saying man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in the body. Pray. Oh God, I have a living spirit. I have a living spirit. So there is no connection between the dead. I refuse the spirit of hardship by your power. I refuse the spirit of poverty by your power. I refuse the spirit of disappointment by your power. I refuse the spirit of sorrow by your power. I refuse the spirit of disappointment by your power. I refuse the spirit of hardship by your power. I am a living spirit. I am a living spirit. I am a living spirit. Confess it. I am a living spirit. I am a living spirit. I refuse every covenant with the spirit of dead. Every covenant with the spirit of dead. I refuse it. 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 Refuse the covenant. Refuse that covenant. Refuse that covenant with the spirit of dead. With the spirit of dead. With the spirit of dead. Refuse it. Refuse, 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 my brother. Refuse, refuse. I refuse that evil covenant. I refuse that evil covenant. Yes, be blessed, prophetess Denise. I refuse, I refuse that evil covenant. That evil covenant with the spirit of dead. There is no connectivity with the dead. I am a living spirit. I am the living spirit. I am a living spirit by the grace of God. By the grace of God. I am the living spirit. I am a living spirit. I am a living spirit. By the grace of God, you are a living spirit. You are a living spirit. Sister Shirina, T-Man, you are a living spirit. You are a living spirit. By the grace of God, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, you are a living spirit. You are alive. 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 You are the head, not the tail. You are the head, not the tail. You are the head, not the tail. You are a living spirit. You are a living spirit. You are a living spirit. I cancel that evil covenant with the spirit of the dead. I cancel that evil covenant with the spirit of the dead. I begin to cancel it. I cancel it. As you hear this voice, as you hear this voice, as you hear this voice, I cancel, I cancel, I cancel, I cancel, I cancel that evil covenant with the spirit of the dead, with the spirit of the dead, with the late parent, with the late parent, with the late parent. I cancel it. I cancel it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. Amen. My brother, my sister, let me end here by giving you a short testimony. In the meantime, T-Man, please be ready. Okay? Be ready. And Sister Shirina, please be ready. Yes, be ready. And Prophetess Denise, I don't know you, but the Holy Ghost knows you. You may call in and to come here. You may call in order to close the service by the time I finish. Just a prayer of 2-3 minutes. Yes, if it's possible. I don't know you, but the Holy Ghost knows you. Now, here we are. Here we are. I want just to give you a short testimony. When I was a child of God, I was not yet a man of God. I used to dream my late uncle. By the time, by the grace of God, I become now a servant of God, standing humbly before you here, there was a moment. The late uncle came. I acknowledge in the dream that this uncle of mine is already dead.
Please understand my testimony to give you wisdom. But before that, the late uncle was coming. We talk. I don't realize that he is already dead. We talk. He can give me something. We share it. I don't realize that he's already dead. Why? Because I was blind. By the grace of God, when he came back again, I began to realize that this uncle is already dead. Many people in the dream, they don't realize that the late father is already late. The late uncle is already late. The late mother is already late. They don't know it. They talk as if he's alive. They talk as if he's alive. That is the deception of the devil. May the Lord Jesus Christ open your spiritual eyes and to identify the difference between the dead and the living. May the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth open your spiritual eyes to identify, to distinguish between the living and the dead. I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have to distinguish between the late, the dead, and the living. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I begin to distinguish. I say, this is my uncle, but he's already dead. How can I talk with him? It's not possible. Now, another time he came. Since I knew that he's already dead, and the Holy Ghost showed to me that this is your enemy. He is not your uncle. Your uncle is far away from you. He's already dead. He's a living person using the face of your late parent. He's a living person, agent of Satan, agent of the devil, using the face or calling the spirit of the late parent. Remember what happened to King Saul. King Saul was failing. He went to talk to fetish people, a woman who is a fetish woman. He went to talk there. He said, oh woman, you are a fetish, a spiritualist. Call out the spirit of a prophet Samuel to come out. There is a living person that is using voodoo power, the spirit of the devil, and to call your spirit, the spirit of your late parent. Or they use the face of the spirit of your late parent. Do you see now? Now you have understood. When I knew it, my brother, my sister, there was a day now I begin to fight with my late uncle in the dream. It was a strong fight. But before, it was not like that. Here now, the Spirit of God told me, this is your enemy. This is your enemy. Using this face of the late parent, we begin to fight. We began to fight. You shall fight by the power of the Holy Ghost against your enemies using the face of your late parent in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Yes. We thank God. My brother, my sister, I have finished this service. Midnight prayer. Remember, we do it every Friday. Do not miss this service. Midnight prayers, we do it every Friday. Midnight prayers from South Africa. Yes, Brother Timan, please remove the mute in your mic. I want to hear you speaking now. Brother Timan, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. And Sister Shireen, how are you doing, Sister Shireen? We have just finished. Sister Shireen, are you there? Can you hear me? Brother Timan, can you hear me, Brother Timan? I want you to speak. I want to say a word for you. Yes, Sister Shireen, I don't hear you. I can read you, but I don't hear you.
I don't hear you, Sister Shireen. Can you speak? I don't hear you. How can I say a word for you when I don't hear you? And Brother Timan? Okay. Okay. We are going to pray to close the service. Prophetess Denise, are you available or not? I don't hear you speaking. I don't hear the sound. I don't hear the voice. I don't hear it. I don't hear it. Yes. I'm sorry for that. I don't hear you speaking. Brother Timan, you have to unmute your mic. You need to unmute your mic. Your mic, you have closed your mic. Unmute your mic. And Sister Shireen, can you say hello? Let us raise up our right hand to close the service. Okay. Then we're going to do it next time. We have prayed, and I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has blessed everyone. The prayer that you have done, it has worked for everyone. And then you, who are going to repeat these prayers and share this prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will continue to bless you and deliver you every day. Repeat these prayers. Timan, repeat these prayers. Sister Shireen, repeat these prayers. You, my brother, my sister, repeat these prayers. Download and repeat these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, comfort. We have just finished. Repeat this prayer. Raise up your right hand as we pray. My Father, marvelous and precious God, we thank you for what you have done in the life of my brother, in the life of my sister. Today, you have done it again. You have revealed the truth, exposing the spiritual husband and the spiritual wife. Here I am with Brother Timan and Sister Shireen. And everyone who is connected with us here, oh Lord, we have prayed together with a prayer of agreement because we believe in the power of your spirit, omnipresent. He is everywhere, your spirit. My Father, continue to anoint my brother, my sister, as we repeat this prayer that you have done. We have interpreted 5 dreams from our brothers, and we have prayed accordingly as per each dream you have inspired us. My Father, continue to anoint the tongue, the lips, the mouth of my brother. From now on, the spiritual husband is exposed. Whether it comes in the day, in the night, you will be exposed by the light of the Holy Ghost, and it will be burned by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The fire of the Holy Ghost I need. The fire of the Holy Ghost I ask. The fire of the Holy Ghost I request for my brother, for my sister, for this ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Every foolish spirit, familiar spirit, ancestral spirit, spiritual husband, spiritual wife, let it be exposed by the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, by the light of the Holy Ghost, every day, every night, in the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ to protect the blessing that you have given just now to my sister, to my brother. You have blessed us spiritually. We want to see that blessing manifesting physically. You have just healed someone. We want to see, oh Lord, the manifestation physically of that healing. You have blessed financially someone. We want, oh Lord, the manifestation of that financial blessing. You have given a job, a career to someone. We want the manifestation of job and career physically, oh Lord. You have anointed already someone. I want, oh Lord, my brother, my sister, to start being used by you for your name to be glorified. My Father, by faith, you have given us a testimony. We are the living testimony. I want my sister, my brother, who has prayed together with your servant, Pastor Daniel Waxon, I want him to testify. Just now, let there be testimony. Testimony in the dream, in the vision, in the day, in the business, in the marriage, in the career, in the business, in the life, in the job, in the marriage. Testimonies in this same platform, Healing Sermons and the Prayer House. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My brother, my sister, say amen and sleep well. Under the peace of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I bless T-Man. T-Man, continue to repeat these prayers. Download it. Sister Shireen Solomon's, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Download this prayer and repeat this prayer. Yes, because the devil must receive fire every day. As a child of God, prayer is the tool of the children of God. Yes, I see comfort. Be blessed. Thank you for your presence in the house of prayer. We meet here, midnight prayers, every Friday. And remember, Sunday, in this same studio, we have our Sunday live service from 2:30 South Africa time. We're going to pray and interpret dreams, okay? We're going to pray and interpret dreams. We will interpret dreams and pray according to dreams of each and everyone. If you have a dream, my brother, my sister, do not hesitate to send it to Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number on WhatsApp, +27 62 791 6167. Yes, I bless Prophetess Denise that I see here. I bless everyone. Eric Forth, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I bless my wife who is with me here, Mama Giselle. Amen. And I bless Brother Danford who is with me here in this studio. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I see here Sister Lydia Mariette from France. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless another Sister Lydia from Ghana. I wanted to pray for her, but I did not see her active here. All is well. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. I bless Sister Campbell in the name of Jesus Christ. Francie Wiram, be blessed. Francie Wiram, I bless. I bless another brother I see here, Barbara. Oh Lord, I thank you for your children that you bring in the house of prayer. Thank you for your blessing. I bless Kwalukas, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost, people of God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's D-A-N-I-E-L-O-U-A-K-S-O-N. many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.